What's going on, guys? Today is Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Hope you're having a great day. Today's episode is a story out of California, more specifically San Francisco. It's an episode, a story took place on July 31st. I did not want to talk about this story because it's so violent, it's so heartbreaking, it's so traumatizing and insane that it's happening in 2022, but I feel like I have to touch on it because of, well, basically because of what's been going on in society all across America. Anyway, it took place again on July 31st. The person's name, the victim's name is Mrs. Ren. She's only going by Mrs. Ren. That's what the media is calling her. She's an Asian woman, 70-year-old Asian woman in San Francisco. Now, it took place inside of the lobby of her building where teens violently hit and kicked her in the head and various parts of her body multiple times, taking her iPhone and her keys. She sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but it warranted a hospital trip. Now, what's so crazy about the story is it's all on security footage. It's all on CCTV. I always post everything. I post it all on the video, on Rumble. I put it all up there. This video, out of respect to her, out of the severity of it, I'm not going to post a video. I'll put it on Twitter. So if you guys follow me at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter, I'll have it. But it's just crazy, man. Even if I blur it out, I just can't do it. It's wait till you hear this story, guys. I mean, it upsets me that it's still happening today. So, and listen to this. San Francisco Police Department, right, the SFPD, they will not charge the boy for his role in a group assault and robbery of a 70-year-old Asian woman due to his age. How old could he be? He's 11. Let me repeat that. 11-year-old boy involved in an assault of a 70-year-old defenseless woman. The three other suspects in the assault and robbery were two juvenile girls, ages 13 and 14, and an 18-year-old male named Daryl Moore. Police announced that they couldn't press charges during a Monday press conference. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins insisted that the community needed to do more to prevent juvenile crimes. Interesting statement. Quote, I think a greater dialogue and discussion has to begin when we are seeing our children involved in these types of crimes, said Jenkins. Quote, I think it sends a message to us all that we need to do more as a community in San Francisco, more broadly, to discuss how we got to this point. So your answer, Mr. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, is to discuss things, to sit down and have a discussion. So basically what you're saying is you have no plan. You want to talk about a plan. You want to talk about an action. So these kids who are under 12, I believe, is the rule in San Francisco, in California. I'll look into that in a second. I'll give you the exact number. Let's just say they're under 12. If you're under the age of 12 in California and most states, most liberal states, Democrat states, you basically get a slap on the wrist. A slap on the wrist under 12. So where is the incentive to do good? Where is the fear of consequence for doing bad? Having a sit down time out, having a nice little conversation about it? Is that the idea? Maybe we should I don't know. Maybe we should give them money. Maybe we should pay them to be good. Or how about we do what we usually do with criminals and prosecute the shit out of them? Put them behind bars, let them know that their actions have consequences. And the sooner you do that, I believe the sooner this will stop. Hey, you don't know unless you try, but I tell you what, the longer you take to have a discussion and the longer you take to talk it out and hug it out and have a community discussion, the more and more people will get injured. I'm just saying. Anyway, let me continue with the story. Sorry I got on a little rant. Like I said, this truly upsets me. These are kids, and these kids are running wild. And they're hurting people, killing them in some cases, like the poor man in Philadelphia I mentioned in the other episode. Again, you can check out all my episodes on my website, cjbronsonshow.com. You can find me on YouTube, on Rumble. You can find me on all your podcast networks. I'm there, CJ Bronson Show. Anyway, let me continue. Investigators from a robber unit developed information that identified the suspects as 18-year-old Oakland resident Daryl Moore and three juvenile suspects ages 11, 13, and 14. Now, here we go. Excuse me. You ever feel like you have to, like, burp and sneeze at the same time? Oh, thank goodness. It just, like, passed. It's like, sometimes it's like a burp and sneeze, and then you hold it in, and then it's a fart, and then I gotta just post the episode, and there you go. CJ's farting on a Tuesday. Okay, anyway. In 2018, California prevented most children under 12 from entering the juvenile court system. Wow. So they don't even go in the juvenile court system, y'all, if they're under 12. Through Senate Bill 439, SB 439, excluding those children who murder, rape, or sexually assault their victims. Dude, if you're freaking under 12 sexually assaulting somebody, the law requires law enforcement to return children under 12 who commit any other crimes to their families or caregivers. So you could basically beat somebody to a bloody pulp. As long as you don't kill them and you're under the age of 12, you get sent, you go back home the same day. No consequences at all. This can't be right, right? Am I wrong? That's what it says here. Former Governor Jerry Brown signed the bill into law. The Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice, Children's Defense Fund of California, National Center for Youth Law, W. Haywood Burns Institute, Youth Justice Coalition of Los Angeles, and the Anti-Recidivism Coalition co-sponsored the bill. Damn, that's a lot of money going to this bill. Former Governor Jerry Brown is a Democrat, for those of you wondering. During Monday's press conference, San Francisco PD Chief Bill Scott called the juveniles' involvement in the assault and robbery really, really sad. Wow. That's profound. Really, really sad, huh? Jenkins echoed that sentiment shortly after. She noted in a tweet that the city needed to ensure appropriate consequences for crimes of that nature. Okay. I appreciate the hard work of SFPD to catch Mrs. Wren's attackers. It's a sad situation across the board, and we have to ensure there are appropriate consequences while doubling down on our work to stop violence. That is Brooke Jenkins. Wow. Okay. Again, if you don't know who Brooke Jenkins is, she replaced, her predecessor was Chessa Boudin, who was recalled earlier in June. Since taking office, Jenkins has focused on undoing all of Boudin's work. Most recently, this included ending referrals to the city's Restorative Justice Program, which offers offenders an alternative to incarceration, revoking over 30 plea deals given to drug dealers by Boudin, restructuring the district attorney's office by firing and demoting Boudin staffers, which prompted the assistant district attorney to quit, and removing the prosecuting attorney in a controversial officer-involved shooting case, which is another story for another day. Boudin announced earlier this month that he wouldn't seek re-election. Crime rates surged under this tenure. Genius. Moore and the two juveniles, remember Moore is the 18-year-old, Moore and the two juvenile girls face charges of robbery, elder abuse, burglary, false imprisonment, and conspiracy. The assault of the 70-year-old San Francisco woman, identified again by local media as Mrs. Wren, again occurred on July 31st inside her lobby of a building. The teens hit, kicked her in the head and various parts of her body multiple times. The video is unreal. And again, I'll put that on the Twitter, on my Twitter, at CJ Bronson Show. And then, of course, Jenkins tries to calm everybody down and say there will be an investigation to determine whether a hate crime has occurred. With regards to hate crime, they do require proof of motive. That oftentimes requires an expression from an assailant or some investigation into past history. Meaning, verbally, or the assaulter or the assailant would have to say something derogatory as far as race is concerned or ethnicity is concerned to the victim in order for that to stick. Moore, along with the 11-year-old and 13-year-old, weren't apprehended until last Wednesday, when they were arrested for an unrelated crime about an hour away. The 14-year-old remains at large. So an hour away, the 11-year-old, the 13-year-old, and more were apprehended, arrested in an unrelated crime in Milpitas, California. So is it safe to say that at this point, these individuals, including the 11-year-old, are career criminals? If they commit, what's the definition of a career criminal, right? In my understanding, if you commit multiple crimes throughout your life, you will be considered a career criminal. Well, if you're only 11, and you know, this is the second crime that we know of, and you're only 11, at that point, should there be some kind of new rule that takes place where if you're 11 or if you're under 12 and you're a career criminal, or you're under 12 and you commit multiple crimes, you should face multiple times? See, I just keep coming up with these rhymes, guys. But these rhymes are gold. You do multiple crimes, you should do multiple times. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you shouldn't be sent home. That is crazy. You know what I mean? This kid is 11-year-old, but he's identifying as an adult by the way he's acting, by the actions. And these, same with these girls. They're 13, 14. They are doing crimes, criminal activities that some criminal adults are not doing. They're crossing lines that they would not do. When are we going to realize that times have changed and kids today are not like the kids from yesterday? That was an you know, unintentional rhyme again. That's just how good I am. I'm kidding. But seriously, though, you know what I mean? Like, when are we going to realize that? These kids today are not the same. You know, this is not the same Saved by the Bell, I don't know, Seventh Heaven. I'm trying to think of an old show that kids grew up with that were like, oh, you know, Clarissa Explains It All. Am I hitting anything that's, you know, I don't know. Nowadays, like, you know, people are losing their virginity under 13, under 12. You saw Maura used to do pregnancy tests for kids that are like 10, 11 years old or whatever it is. You know, they're so young. And I feel like if there's statistics showing that kids or people under the age of 12 are committing crimes, and those statistics are showing that's increasing, then instead of having a conversation about what to do, I believe you should have an immediate law put into place saying, we will restrict you, contain you, we will hold you in a cell until we figure out what to do, because you are a menace to society. And here's the proof. You want to see proof? Here's the proof. The 11-year-old wasn't apprehended until last Wednesday when they were arrested for an unrelated crime about an hour away. If this person was behind bars, if they were caught, another crime would not have been committed. But they got away. So, I ask you, are we going to just keep letting these kids who commit violent crimes walk the streets to continue to commit violent crimes? We have the video. We have proof. It's not like he wasn't involved or these kids were, it was just an accident. When you see this video, it's going to irate you. It's going to make you so upset. I don't care what nationality you are, what ethnicity you are. I mean, just imagine this helpless 70-year-old woman going about her business when she's approached and jumped, literally jumped by these people. From my understanding, from no apparent reason. It wasn't like a traffic incident where she cut them off. It wasn't like she gave them the finger. It wasn't like, you know, she had any political affiliation on her clothing. It was just like legit wrong place at the wrong time. And it seems like that seems to be the pattern for the elderly, whether it's a 70-year-old Asian woman or it's an older African-American man in Philadelphia who was just trying to make his way home. And he gets jumped by seven kids. I firmly agree, and you let me know in the comments, you let me know on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show, or let me know in the comment section below what you think. What would the punishment be if you had the ability to set the punishment, set the law? What should it be? Should it be juvie? Should you put an 11-year-old in juvie? Should you put them, if they murder, should you put them behind, you know, an adult cell? Or should we make a whole new prison now just for juveniles under 12? maybe that's what it's going to take. I mean, if you look again, if you look at stats and it shows that there's an uptake in crimes being committed by kids under 12, then maybe that's what needs to be done. A little juvenile center, I don't know. Put them in there. I mean, what else are we going to do? Blame it out. I mean, what can you do? We got to protect the majority of the people, right? At this point, an 11-year-old can run around and assault numerous people. As long as they don't murder them, they can just assault them up, left and right, of all ages. They can do it and get a slap on the wrist. That's not a good idea. Think about your kid waiting for the bus, and one of these kids come running up and do this, and they know they can get away with it. You think they don't know? They know. If they're 11, if they're having sex and doing all this other stuff, they know. They know what they can get away with, especially if they get away with it once. If they get away with it once, they're probably going to keep doing it because they have the rush of the excitement of doing things, and they know they're not going to get any jail time. They're not even going to get a juvie record. That's, to me, that's insane. Again, California passed this law in 2018. Most children under 12 from entering the juvenile court system through Senate Bill 439, SB 439. Please look it up. Excluding those children who murder, rape, or sexually assault their victims. The law requires law enforcement to return children under 12 who commit any other crimes to their families or caregivers. And California is supposed to be the model state for the Democratic Party. You tell me. You guys have to live in this state. Is this what you guys want in California or any other Democrat state you live in? Do you want this in New York? Do you want this in Jersey? I personally live in Jersey. I don't want this shit. You know, my kid's good. But God forbid he's walking the street, going to check the mail, and some other kid comes up and he's not going to put up, you know, my son's not going to think like, oh, this kid's going to do this stuff because he's just another kid. And he does this and he gets away with it. I'm not clued with that. I hope this law doesn't get passed anywhere else. I don't think it's passed in Jersey, but now I'm talking about it. Now I got to look it up and see. Anyway, guys, let me know. Yeah, let me know what you think. What the punishment should be? Jail time? Should the parents be fined? Should the parents be jailed? We talked about this in other episodes that the parents are technically held responsible for the child because the child is a minor. So the parents should also suffer some consequences, right? Where were the parents for these kids? They're just letting them run around. Oh, they're cool. They were Daryl. What's his name? Moore, whatever his first name is. Daryl Moore. They're with Daryl Moore. He's cool. He's good. He's good people. He's 18. He's the adult supervision that you want. No, you're the adult. You're the parent. You're responsible. So in this case, on top of the kid being penalized, whether it's jail sentence or juvie, whatever, I believe the parents should also face the time. They should also face the penalty. Face a fine, face something. And the parents didn't turn this kid in. Nope. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they saw the video on local news and say, doesn't that look like my kid in the video? He wears the same, isn't that Daryl Moore? Isn't that the other friends that he always hangs out with? You going to tell me the parents didn't know? The parents knew. They just don't want to get in trouble. So they just kept it quiet until it came. Now it's out in the open. So I'm curious to see if the family of this this poor woman, Mrs. Wren, if they stand up and or the lawyer stands up and says, we want a justice for this and they want to prosecute the parents. I don't know. That's even possible. Anyway, let me know. Guys, have a great day. Stay safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Stay active. Protect yourself at all times. Have something. You never know. Anyway, remember, I love y'all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.